Well, I thought you were going to say with red molaring that that this is why it's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. Yeah. Very good. Well, we've certainly got a connection between that passage and the Mark 10, 2 to 16, which more or less continues on from where we ended last time with that being salted with fire. Right. And it says in 10:1, we might as well just pick that up so that I can gloat over another form of histeme. And from there, anastas, there it is, the strong aorist participle, arising, he goes into the mountains of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and simperoiontai again, and traveling along with him again, crowds came to him, and as he was accustomed, iothai is a defective verb with only perfect and pluperfect, as he was accustomed, we translate that as an imperfect, he began to teach them. And now comes the tough stuff on marriage. I think it's very interesting in this passage that we have as the pericope selection 2 through 16. Now, it'd be logical to stop with 2 to 12, but I think you might call those last verses the kind of bailout verses for the preacher so that he can go and talk about the young children and not handle this other section. So let's go to verse 2. Kai prosel thuntes pharisaioi, and coming to him, upon coming to him, Pharisees ep a roton began to ask. That's an imperfect. Note that's an a-o contract verb, and you have that a ro, the eta is the augment, and then the on is the a-on coming together. They began to ask him if or whether it was lawful. We'd project that back one because it's indirect discourse in a secondary sequence. If it was lawful to a man, wife to divorce, dismiss his wife, the wife, pyrodzontus auton. Now, that's kind of interesting how that's put right on the end there. Pyrodzo is to test or try or to tempt, tempting him. So they began to ask him this, tempting him. Some people feel that this is an example of the fact that the present participle in predicate position following the verb is starting to take on the function of a future participle conveying purpose. So if you had a future participle right here, it would be they began to ask him in order that they might tempt him. And I think you could see this as heading in that direction, in order to tempt him. Or you'd simply say tempting him. 3. Hodes, which is the subject. And he, upon replying, it's not "and the guy who had replied said." I mean, you wouldn't do it that way. Hodes, which is the subject. And he, in reply, said to them, apokrithais, aorist passive participle, but it's the identical action as the main verb. He said by way of reply to them, what to you, euskais, Milwaukee, did Moses and etailata, from entelemai, third singular, aorist indicative middle. It's a middle deponent. What did Moses command you? You know, I've been noticing this more and more, and it's really obvious in the Gospel of Mark, how Jesus and the evangelists very subtly kind of distance themselves from what might be called standard Jewry. You know, like, what did Moses command you? Well, it certainly commanded him. He was under the law, but you can see that distance that he's putting between himself and those people. Hoide, now this is the other guys in the conversation again, and they said, ipon, third plural, aorist indicative active, strong aorist stem, weak aorist termination. Epitrepsen, epitrepo, to permit. Moses permitted a biblion, a book, a writing, apostasiu, of divorce, to write and to dismiss. Okay? Grapsai kai apolusai. So, Moses permitted to write a writing of divorce, and to divorce. Hoda Jesus I penautois. And Jesus said to them, now, this is just kind of getting like a cold fish right in your face. Because the order of the Greek here is really good. For the sclerocardion humon, for your hardness of heart, he wrote to you this commandment. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, sure, he said that. It's there in the Bible. But understand, this is totally a matter of weakness and perversion and of sin. That Moses said this not because that's the plan, but because it's, I don't know, what would you call it? It's not plan B. It's sort of plan Z or something like that. This is the only way it kept the whole thing from coming apart. Now, we get on to what Andy was talking about. But from the beginning of creation, arsen kai theli epoiesen autus. Male and female he made them. On account of this, and you'll notice in your side margin reference, those of you using the Nestle text, the approved version, you will have the reference to Genesis 2:24. On account of this, kata leipsai anthropos, a man will leave, there's the paradigm verb lipo, and kata lipo is leave behind, kind of. A man will leave his father and mother and proskolethesetai to his wife. Proskalao is to join or to fasten to, and this is an example of one of those passives being used in an active but intransitive sense. He will join to his wife, not be joined. I mean, there's no agency there. He will simply join in that intransitive sense. He will join his wife. Kai esontai, and they will be, hoi duo, the two, eis sarka mi'an. Now, we want to take a look at that eis sarka mi'an. There, Andy, is that L of the Hebrew being reflected in that Hebraism of the preposition ice. So I think what you said here about will be to as become would work here, and they will become. Now, it's important to realize that there is this Hebraic usage in New Testament Greek of using the L, or reflecting the L, sorry, as ice, after verbs of being, and sometimes, by the way, ginomai is used, and then it is the it's the predicate nominative. So you would say, for example, it was reckoned to him righteousness. Righteousness is to be righteousness. So you don't say for righteousness exactly, but as righteousness. And so here you'd say the two will be one flesh, or if we take this Hebrew idiom, will become one flesh. You wouldn't say for one flesh or something. Hoste. Now, hoste indicates what? Result. Uketi eisen dua ala mea sarx. As a result, no longer are they two, but one flesh. Now, I want you to notice here that the hoste gives the result. However, hoste is normally followed by the infinitive. Here it's followed by the indicative. When it's followed by the indicative, it tends to emphasize the reality of the matter. So you could put it kind of the word actually in there or something. As a result, the two are no longer, they are no longer actually two, but one flesh. Ha, that which, neuter, That which therefore God soon etzoiksen, from zoignemi, to join together, that which God has yoked, anthropos mechoridzeto, let man not cause to go apart. Choridzo is to separate, transitive. Choridzomai would be separate, intransitive, just go apart. This means pull apart or yank apart. Now, I want you to notice, that's a third person singular imperative. What is the so-called tense of it? Present. So, I think that present as an imperative should be seen either as a policy command or possibly as emphatic. Like, you'd either say, let man never separate, or, God darn it, they ought not do that, in some kind of an emphasis like this. Remember, when it says let not, doesn't mean permission, it means ought not. 10. Kai, and into the house again, the disciples concerning this began to ask him. Now there's an example of the vel's use of ice, namely, it's the equal of n, but always there is the residual notion of moving into. In other words, they had to get into the house. So you could translate that in the house again, but the notion is they had to go inside. In the house again, the disciples began to ask him concerning this. And he says to them, ooh, now we're in the present. Notice how that kind of ratchets things up a little bit. Hosan, plus the subjunctive, whoever apolyse, divorces, releases, his wife and marries another, moichatai epautein. Now, moichatai, from moichao, which is another one of these transitive verbs, and it means, now listen to this carefully, it means to cause to commit adultery. To cause to commit adultery. This is a passive. This is another example of a passive used in an active but intransitive sense. Fundamental Greek Grammar, chapter 24, section D. And so, this means that it should be translated not cause somebody to commit adultery, but simply to commit adultery. That would be a passive in its parsing. And he marries another, commits adultery, epautein. Now, what is the identity or referent of autein? Is the her the second woman or the first woman? Now, I think the proper reading here with the ep is probably the first woman. Commits adultery with reference to his lifetime mate, his first wife. People disagree with this, but I think there is a kind of a consensus that that should be the first woman. 12. Kai e'an aute, and if she herself, or possibly she, just an emphatic contrast, apolysasa, having loosed her man, marries another, she commits adultery. Yeah, now, people have said, well, notice here, Mark has something about a woman divorcing her husband. You don't find that in Matthew, and you don't find that in Luke. This is an addition that's been put in here because of a Gentile audience. And Jesus maybe didn't even say something like this or whatever. Well, very interesting. If you take a look in, Andy, Strachbillerbeck. Now, Strachbillerbeck, which is this German five-volume set. It is Auf Deutsch, but the German's not too hard. So if you feel like trying it, give it a rip. What this does is it gathers passages from the Mishnah and the other rabbinic material to try to comment on verses. Well, there is a comment on this verse in Strachbillerbeck. And you know what they find? This is very interesting. It is not true that in Jewish society, women could not divorce their husbands. There were, in fact, three reasons to be able to divorce. You know what they are? You know what they are? No, this is very interesting what they are. Number one, if her husband is sick or has a job, which a baruf, which does maybe a sailor or something like that, that does not allow the marriage to continue. Number two, if she is compelled to promise something which demands something unworthy or impossible for her, or, and only the Jews would do this third one, if she is a minor under 12 years old and after her father dies, she is betrothed by her mother or her brothers, then she can get out of that. So, but the point is, though, apparently, though, there was some mechanism under some occasions for a woman actually to initiate the divorce process and not simply have her husband, you know, divorce her. So I don't think we have to see this as simply Roman or whatever. 13. Kai pros eferon, and they began to bring to him paideia, children, in order that auton, genitive object of hoptomai, which as a verb of sense takes the genitive, in order that he might touch them, and the disciples began to rebuke them. rebuked, it's aorist. And Jesus, upon seeing, got honked off and said to them, that's a kind of a technical translation of agon akteo, but it occurs several times, and it is the most perfect translation for that. It's when he really gets irritated about something. Aphete, let allow the children erchesthai to come to me. Notice, present infinitive, to continue to come to me, or to try to come to me. Me kolieta auta, stop preventing them, present imperative. For of such sort of people is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, hosan plus the subjunctive, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God, hos paideon, as a child, ume plus the aorist subjunctive, he shall surely not enter into it. Kai en ankalisamenas, ankalidzomai is to enfold in an embrace with your arms. So, and enfolding in an embrace, them, auta, kat oi logai, that's an imperfect from oi lageo, he began, proceeded to bless them, tithais, by laying the hands upon them. Notice the hands, it's always worded like that instead of his hands, by laying, tithais, it's a present participle, by laying his hands upon them. Okay, thank you.